Okay, so it's another day of training camp for us. Another chance to get better, work on the things that we've been working on, and continue to move ahead in our installation. So just grinding it out.
Bill, how has Rob Gronkowski responded just to the first 3 days of pads that you've seen?
Just doing what everybody's doing.
Like you would have last year pre-injury.
Well, last year he was, let's say, about the same place he was now, and then he was injured in the Chicago practices. So, see how it goes. Long way to go.
Bill, when there's a fight at practice, scuffle practice, you know, the rule is that those guys are asked to leave. Is there anything positive that you could take from that sort of instance in terms of just competitiveness or intensity that guys are showing in a moment like that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the rules are. I just try to coach the team the best I can. So.
I was just referring to your rules on the player side.
I said that's, I don't know what rule that is. I do what I think's right in all situations, so that's what I do.
So, Bill, what happens if there is a fight between players at training camp? What typically happens after this then?
I do what I think's best.
What happened after the fight yesterday?
No, I'm not going to get into that.
Will there be any consequences for them today?
Look, I'll do whatever I do with the team. It's between me and the team. All discipline matters are. Hopefully you can respect that.
Well, I asked you about David Harris, I think, before your first camp practice. He said we haven't really met with him yet, haven't seen him practice. Five practices in. What have you seen from him in terms of picking up the defense? Obviously, a new system in place for him.
Yeah, it's, you know, David's a pretty sharp kid. I think the learning won't be a problem. I'm not saying he's all the way caught up, but, you know, he learns quickly and he has a lot of experience. Got a long way to go to understand all the way everything works, defensively, all the communication, different, how we play different plays and so forth. But he's definitely moving along, making progress. I don't think there have been any, it's, you know, I would say normal to a little above average in terms of the pace.
When do you start to know if a rookie can contribute on a team this season, or if he's just so far behind that he might need that redshirt type season?
Yeah, well, sometimes you don't know that till the end of the season. You know, sometimes guys don't contribute much early in the season or in training camp, and by the end of the season, Malcolm Butler, they take on a bigger role. Or vice versa. They start off with a role and then, for whatever reason, don't end up in that role. So, I don't know. Again, this is a key time for us this week at training camp, next week, where we start to string a lot of practices together and see what kind of consistency each of the players can perform at. Anybody can go out there and have a good play or a bad play, for that matter. I don't think that's... really the measuring stick. It's more of, you know, we look at 8, 9, 10 practices and, you know, 300 plays or 400 plays or how many plays the guys have, and that, you know, the reps that they get over that period of time, and like that's really what you're looking at, is a longer exposure and more opportunity and see them matched up against different people, different situations, so forth. So that's really what it's about. It's that whole evaluation period, not one practice, one play, one drill. They all count, but it's the ability to sustain it, consistently perform.
Seemed like Harvey Long got some decent reps yesterday in practice. I know he offered up some versatility at BYU. Just what have you seen from him so far in this early going?
Yeah, I think we're trying to figure it out. He's trying to figure it out. Is he, does he have versatility? Is he better off in one spot? Certainly learning at the more you do, the more there is to learn, the more communication there is, the more adjustments there are. So we'll see how it goes. You know, I don't know. It's, you've seen them at different spots. We're looking at them at different roles. Certainly it's, you know, a good guy to work with, but how it all falls into place for him is going to be probably determined over the next, you know, 2 to 3 weeks.
See. Similar at all with Dietrich Wise, and notice he's playing a little bit inside, a little bit outside.
Yeah, well, that's what he did at Arkansas. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's the same as Arkansas, but he did that there. So it's probably a little broader stroke for Harvey. But, yeah, but regardless, they're multi-position players, potentially. Again, we'll just have to see how much they can do and how well they can do it.
Dietrich's length more valuable inside, outside, or is it pretty much
equal? Well, we'll see. So, you know, it's a big advantage for him if he can, you know, play with good pad level, you know, and use his length, not have it used against him, which I'd say he's been able to do, you know, as a football player through his career in college and so forth. Even a few days here, we've, you know, seen examples of that, but. We'll see more of that going forward. But those long guys that we've worked with in there, you know, Seymour, Kelly, guys like that, the 6'6 type of player that plays inside, there are not very many of them. We haven't had a lot of them. I mean, Washington was 6'5, but that wasn't really, you know, it was a different kind of 6'5. So we'll see how it goes. You know, we're have more background with those players playing outside. You know, like Chandler and, you know, players like that.
How beneficial do you think it is for Tom Brady's workout and diet plan is to his longevity?
You'd have to ask him that question.
Would you recommend his diet and workout plan to other players on your team?
Well, we tailor everything we do to each individual, so... You know, we train players that are 185 pounds. We train players that are 350 pounds. We train players that have a lot of different things they do on the football field. Some are very specific, like specialists, like quarterbacks, kickers, snappers, things like that. Some players have a very extensive role, special teams, offense or defense, first, second, third down. So we have different training programs, different and again, each individual is different, their age, their physical makeup, their build and their, you know, strength and explosion and power and so forth. So, you know, we have a certain general way of training everybody, but it really becomes pretty specific depending on the individual and what we ask them to do. So we don't want to train a player to do something that we're not going to ask them to do. Unless it's just part of a general training, we want to train players to do things that fall in line with what we would see them and ask them to perform on the field. So, depending on what the player is, then that would, you know, his age, his experience, his physical makeup, other medical issues, if there are any, his role and so forth, all is part of what we look at for each individual player. So what's right for one person isn't necessarily right for the next person. Not saying it's wrong, but maybe there's something better we can do for the other person.
Is it evolving with the specific player? If the player has like repeated like soft tissue injuries or something like that, are you consistently changing what the approach is in terms of training, diet, all those things?
Well, we're always looking to improve. So, I mean, that never stops. Certainly, if a player has a condition that, you know, there's a history on or there's a concern with, whatever that is, then we try to address it on the preventive end, you know, rather than sit in the training room and wait for somebody to come in with, you know, a this or a that or something else, you know, a tight back or a soft tissue injury or, you know, foot issues or, you know, whatever. if we know that there's something that we're concerned about, either they've had it or we think because of the way they perform or they're built or whatever, that there's a risk, or in our testing will sometimes tell us that too, relative to like leg strength, lower leg strength versus upper leg strength, or right leg strength versus left leg strength, or right leg flexibility versus left leg flexibility, and things like that. And we do that type of testing. If we see that there's an imbalance, then we would try to straighten that out rather than sit in a training room until the guy comes in and then, okay, here's the problem. Now we'll try to fix it. We try to get those things taken care of, you know, before they become a problem. So that's really the idea. The idea is the wellness, to be on the front end of as much of these things as we possibly can. So guys that are involved in more contact, like the linemen, for example, you know, there's certain things we do to train and, I would say, prepare them and try to keep them out of, you know, potential injuries and situations that we've identified. So that's, we try to stay in front of everything as much as we can. If something comes up, then we address the problem and try to, you know, get the player back to, you know, being a full, full participant. But we try to stay ahead of those things so that they don't occur. And I think, you know, a lot of the players feel good about that. You know, that's something that was maybe a little bit of an irritant, maybe didn't keep them off the field, but it was something that they noticed has now been addressed, hopefully eliminated or minimized, and they're able to perform at a higher level. And it hasn't, you know, the issue hasn't reoccurred. So that's our goal. But, you know, when you have a lot of new players on a team like we do, then that process of, you know, finding out what it is, again, doing the testing, seeing where the potential problems or imbalances may be. I think our strength and training staff do a good job of that and try to address them, make the players aware of them so they're working on them. And for the most part, we've been able to avoid things in that area.
Last 43 training camps. I'm curious how much having Steven and Brian on the coaching staff officially for the first time has made this camp at all any unique and special for you relative to the having gone through 43 of them?
All right. Well, I mean, Brian was here last year, but it was more on the scouting side of it. But, I mean, they've been at a lot of camps, maybe in unofficial capacity, but I mean, but it's great. You know, it's obviously it's great to be able to work with them on a daily basis, and you know. But at the same time, it's, you know, we have to operate as a staff. I mean, this is obviously a strong relationship there, but there also needs to be an equality amongst the staff, you know, for everybody. So it's, you know, sometimes it's a balance there. But no, it's great to have them here. It's great to work with them. And you know, I love seeing him every day. Okay, thank you. It's good to end on. Yeah, thank you.